Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ako si Hallie Fernando, at ito ang Meditation Muna. Ito ang huling episode sa season na ito. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig at pag-meditate kasama ko nitong mga nakaraang linggo. Being able to share my knowledge and experience has helped deepen my personal practice. Even after this episode, you'll find regular content on our Instagram page at Meditation Muna. At kung nakatulong ang podcast na ito, please share it with your friends. Let's continue growing this mindfulness community. Today, we will focus on joy. Kung naaalala pa ninyo sa ikalawang episode ng season na ito, tinalakay natin ang konsepto ng energy. Nabanggit ko na ang mga emosyon na may pinakamataas na frequency ay love, joy, peace, at enlightenment na nasa 500 hanggang 1,000 hertz. I also mentioned that the frequency at which you vibrate is the frequency you act with and attract. Now, I'd like to expound on this idea a bit more. Our brains have what are called mirror neurons. These are nerve cells that fire up when we act and when we observe the same or a similar act performed by someone else. Ayon sa neuroscience, ang simpleng pag-obserba lang sa kilos o kalagayan ng iba ay maaaring makaapekto sa ating emotional frequency. Kung pinapalibutan tayo ng mga masasayang tao, natural na nag-iiba ang ating mood. Ganun din kapag nasa sitwasyon tayo na ang mga tao sa ating paligid ay malungkot. Maaaring malulungkot din tayo o makakaramdam tayo ng dalamhati. According to Giacomo Rizzolatti, a neuroscientist who was part of the team that first discovered mirror neurons, the discovery could explain how and why we are sometimes able to read other people's minds and feel empathy for them. Posible rin na mirror neurons ang gumagana sa ating utak tuwing may nararamdaman tayong kakaibang vibe ng isang lugar o sitwasyon. The team behind the discovery also describes mirror neurons as involuntary and automatic. With it, we don't have to think about what other people are doing or feeling. We simply know. I think the science behind mirror neurons is pretty cool for several reasons. First, this means we ourselves have the ability to alter the frequency around us. By raising our frequency, we can also raise the frequencies of the people we interact with and the situations we find ourselves in. Ayon sa research ni Dr. David Hawkins na nabanggit noong Season 2, Episode 2, malaki ang epekto ng mga tao na mataas ang vibration sa mga nakapaligid sa kanila. He said that a person who calibrates at the 300 Hz level can counterbalance up to 90,000 individuals who calibrate below the 200 level. Second, this means that the more we take care of ourselves and practice mindfulness and self-love, the more likely we will find ourselves in situations that allow us to grow. Sometimes this means being in challenging situations, but they can be ways to further deepen our mindfulness and self-care. Third, this is further proof of our connection and oneness. Nais kong balikan ang quote na ito mula sa Season 1, Episode 3, na pinamagatang oneness. If you broke everything down, everyone down, to the smallest possible particle, we would be atoms. So, if you dig deep past all the social constructs, there is no us and them. There is no difference between you and me. Kaya madalas niyong maririnig sa mga spiritual practice ang kasabihang, "We are one." End of quote. At ngayon, salamat sa research tungkol sa mirror neurons, alam natin na ang oneness na ito ay may epekto sa ating emosyon, kalagayan, frequency, at vibration. I often tell my yoga and meditation students that one of the best things we can do for the world is to practice self-care and cultivate joy. This is why. The more we practice taking care of ourselves and filling our tank, the better we can show up and be of service to others. And on an energetic level, the more we do things that bring us joy, the more we raise our frequency, and the easier we can do the same for the people and situations around us. Joy and love are much more powerful drivers for action than fear. Alam kong hindi realistic ang maging masaya palagi. May mga araw na may pagod, kalungkutan, at takot. Ang episode na ito ay isang imbitasyon na i-explore ang mga bagay na nagdudulot ng kaligayahan. Make it a point to find time to do things that bring joy. It could be something simple, a hobby, sport, book, podcast, conversation, words of affirmation, or meditation. There is a reason it feels so good when we have joy in our lives. The frequency of joy, an emotion rooted in love, is much closer to the frequency of the universe. It is our natural state. So, for one last time this season, I invite you to sit with me. Let's find silence and stillness. When the mind is still, we are better able to discern what no longer serves us, and then make space for things that bring us joy. Tara, meditation muna. Find a comfortable seat. Sit in a way that allows you to relax and remain alert. Paghanda ka na, maaari nang pumikit. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. I-relax ang binti, hita, tuhod, at paa. I-relax ang balikat, braso, kamay, daliri. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. I-relax ang mga muscles sa mukha, ang panga, bibig, pisngi, ilong, mata, at noo. Relaxing the mind. As we find relaxation and stillness, observe any subtle sensations that may be more noticeable now. Perhaps you sense a heartbeat, a pulse, or the movement of the breath in the body. Savor these subtle movements. They are so tiny yet so beautiful because they remind us that we are alive. Dalhin ang atensyon sa bahagi ng katawan kung saan mo pinakadama ang hininga. Gawin itong angkla sa iyong meditation. Normal na madistract o malihis. Ang pagbalik ng kamalayan sa hininga ay kasama sa meditation. In meditation, there is no such thing as a distraction. It's all part of practice. We will be going into 5 minutes of meditation. Don't worry, you will hear something to signal the end of our sitting. Namnamin ang katahimikan na dulot ng practice. malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. Panatilihin ang atensyon sa bahagi ng katawan kung saan pinakadama ang hininga. Imagine joy spreading across that part of your body. Imagine joy spreading across your face, perhaps tracing a smile. May we keep finding ways to cultivate joy and practice self-care. When we know what it's like to be present for ourselves, we are better able to be present for others. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. Paghanda ka na, maaari nang dumilat. Salamat sa pag-meditate. Thank you for being with me through two seasons, allowing me to share my practice and helping me deepen my own practice in the process. All the best in your meditation and mindfulness journey. See you next season. Ang Meditation Muna ay isang Puma Podcast production. Sundan ito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, o kung saan ka man nakikinig.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.